Man, this is your boy JS Wonder Supply, and I'm telling you right now, go to donate.vvcradio.com. You need to donate a couple of dollars, donate your Facebook, or donate your Twitter right now.
Because who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip-hop. Hip-hop, hip-hop, hip-hop. To the beat, y'all.
Writing in my book of rhymes on the word past the margin. Lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Tip up, tip up. Mix them, mix them.
Riggy googie googie googie. Riggy googie views.
Huh?
It's your boy JS Wonder Supply, BBCRadio.com. We're back in the middle with another great week of reviews. I got the whole team on deck, all the way to the left we have.
Wait
a minute. All right, to the right, to the right, to the right.
It's your boy DJ Pill, man. You already know. Download the VVC app, listen, share, and comment.
And all the way to the left, we have.
Hey, what up? This is KO, VVCRadio.com. Join the groups, check the posts, listen to the station, Wave Stream Player on the front page. Listen, share, and comment.
Yeah.
Don't give a bitch we lay up.
Oh, just because we was on vacation, then don't you fucking think for 1 second that we weren't going to do a review on this. That Drake and Future. You know what I'm saying? The biggest cash grab in hip hop history. Let's go. All right, we got Drake and Future in this motherfucker. It's called. What's this called?
What a Time to Be Alive.
That. So anyway, yo, let me get the initial impressions all the way around the room. When you saw the joint in the Facebook group, they was like, yo, we gonna review this. What were you thinking? Pill.
I really didn't know how to feel. I mean, I guess for some reason, I never thought I'd say, but for some reason, Drake has grown on me. I don't know why, but... And I guess, you know, them together, and I've always been some kind of a Future fan, so and them together, you know what I'm saying, it's like you got your lyricism at times, and then you got your, it's like you got both sides of the spectrum. You got, you're going to get, it's hard to explain. Well, it's not hard to explain, I just don't know how to explain it. But you're going to get both, you pretty much get both best of both worlds on this project. That's why, well, I can't say if I liked it or not yet.
Alright, KO, initial impressions.
All I know is that, was it Future's current single? Current single, Where You At, featuring Future. When that started hitting radio, then they said they were doing a collab album was coming. I didn't know what to think. That really surprised me. I just thought it was that single was just going to be them. But when they said a collab album and nothing, I'm like, dang. Like, wow, yeah, Pill's right. You're gonna have bit of this, bit of that, and it's all how they do it.
Where the niggas at, though?
I mean, as soon as that dropped, they said, "Oh, we got an album coming out." I'm like, "Oh God, together." So, yep,
it's not that bad. It's a great promotional move.
Yeah, that was a big move. It really was.
Damn.
So, yeah, Drake and Future. I mean, like, man, I don't know how to feel about it, yo. I just genuinely don't. Like, I'm like, I knew that it was going to be a big move, and I tried to download it when it came out. I tried so many places to try to get it so I could listen to it. I was anticipating listening to it like a motherfucker, but I had a feeling that it was going to be some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, these niggas just trying to get some money real quick. And Drake is trying to take as much of advantage of Meek Mill as he can. He's trying to checkmate that nigga as many times as he can. So as much as Meek Mill's like, Meek Mill said, the only person I listen to is Future. And man, if you could do a collab with anybody, it would be Future. So you would be thinking, Meek Mill and Future would do a collabo. Nope. Drake got that ass. Drake got, checkmate, bitch.
So cut him off the pad.
Yeah, Jew power. Check. So anyway, that's just the reality of it. So I mean, we gonna get into the highs and lows of the project. Y'all keep it locked, man. Hip Hop Mixtape Reviews, VCRadio.com. What a time to be alive. Future and Drake.
I woke up like this.
Point live from the fucking car to bed. I ain't talking about some big money shit. I ain't talking no big money shit. I ain't talking no big money, bitch. Reporting live from the gutter, high body motherfucker talking big money shit, bitch. Straight about the gutter, never had shit. Now we got 90210 on our address.
All right, highs and lows on this joint, man. KO, go first.
Highs is 4, 8, and 11.
All right.
This had a number one debut in the Billboard 200.
Cash grab.
Yeah. The production is topsy-turvy.
Ooh, big words.
It really,
topsy-turvy.
I mean, you figured only, you know, that one track would just have the one artist. But apparently they could both bring it on the same track together, and it's not too bad. It actually sounds pretty good. Like I said, when I saw it, I heard something about them doing something together. I thought it was just that single that's from Future's album. That's all I thought.
Right.
But I didn't think nothing of the being, you know, them actually doing an album together. And plus, right. Drake's own album, his next album's coming out real soon, so.
Right.
It's the production's good. Future is, I don't know, he's got the same flow. Drake can change it up all the time, I mean, but Future, he somewhat the same, but I'm surprised by it. And,
would you surprise that Drake did something?
No, I'm surprised just overall by the collaboration.
Well, I mean, like, what was the biggest surprise for you?
Just that. I heard something of them working together, but I only thought it was that single from Dirty Sprite, right. 2. That's it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were thinking it was like, you only think white people and black people could work together.
Okay.
I was like,
that's my eyes and low.
Jews and non-Jews or something like that. I don't know. Degrassi niggas.
All right. We get it.
Trap niggas.
I get it.
Yo, they need to do a mixtape call from Degrassi to the trap. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. Pill, let's go.
The future of Drake.
Right. Drake's future.
Drake's future.
That's the name of the group.
Drake's future. But my highs on the project. It was about 5 songs I did like on this project. 3, 4, 7, 8, 9 were my favorite joints on the project. Especially the Change Locations, track 8. That joint was dope for me. I guess the one thing I didn't like about the project was that it didn't start to turn up until the end of the album. Like all the songs were, they were real slow. They were real, you know what I'm saying? It's just nothing to get, you know, like a crowd bouncing. You know, nothing to get people out of their seats. It's more of a mellow type vibe project than a party type album project. Like I thought I was gonna get a party vibe type of track, because you know Future is turn up when he wanna be, and then Drake
comes, yeah.
And then Drake is turn up. You know what I'm saying? And then he can be
started
lyrical
on the bottom that we hear.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He can be lyrical. And then so I figure, you know, okay, so I'm gonna get some dope ass hooks with some dope ass lyrics from Drake.
Wrong.
Unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
I mean, that's what I thought I was gonna get, and I guess that's why I got really excited about it. I got really excited about the album, and then I got let down. So other than that, I mean, I don't too much have nothing else to say about the project.
That was your highs and lows?
Yeah. What did I say?
Alright, nothing. Alright, look, let me tell you, I was the same as Pill in the respect where I felt like when I heard the project, I was waiting for the big records. I was waiting to be like, these niggas is about to take over hip hop.
Amazed.
Jay-Z should don't just stay home, nigga. Like, I'm for real. Like, because the way they was talking about, you know, you've seen the little epic photos. They had a great photography of them standing outside together, or, you know, they laughing. Ha, 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 we're about to win. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just all this, like, and then everybody's, like, going crazy on it. And then, oh, there's a Drake Future project. Oh, my God. Did you see the artwork? Yo, they hear, yo, somebody had took an old toilet seat from out of the studio, and they sold it for, like, $200,000. Like, some dumb shit like that. No, that didn't really happen. That didn't really happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, Drake's ass cheeks had touched his seats. They made millions. Like, you know. Hey, you know, the unnecessary excitement just off the images. And then, yo, his IG. Yo, it mean he dropped these letters. And then it corresponds with the gods. And the, yo, nigga, just, shut it out. Just dropped the project. And then they dropped the project. The album cover is a bunch of diamonds on there. And it don't.
Don't make sense.
It don't make sense. Yeah. And then you listen to the project, you're like, yo, like, I saw it on Google Play, and I was like, I gotta listen to it now. Ah! Yeah. What the fuck is this shit? What the fuck is this shit?
It's skip.
What the fuck is this? Fuck it. Fuck. 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 Fuck this shit.
Jump man.
I got a really big team, and we need some really, really big things. And then it's again, shut your ass up. The fuck is wrong with you? And then niggas is just like, yo, this is the hardest shit to hit the streets. Yo, for Drake and Future, nigga, get all these niggas nuts.
Stop swinging like that.
Fuck, nigga. God damn, this nigga done licked the shit off his ass and shit. Like, get the fuck, man.
Whoa.
I know. Whoa. That's the one I went too far with. Okay. I went too far there. Okay, all right. Everything else before, right in line. You know, niggas, no, too far, gotcha. Penalty on the field, 5-yard penalty. Like, first down, no first down. Fourth down, eighth down. Okay,
cool. I'm confused.
I mean, I'm confused too. Just like I was listening to this fucking project or mixtape. Is this an album or is this a mixtape? Yo, this is the thing, the convenience of this is a cash grab. I'm just going to put out anything. Freestyle it. You ain't gotta write it. Quentin Miller was nowhere on there on this album, dog, because this was some bullshit. Yo, my little cousin, yo, little father there in the thing, falling asleep drooling, could have wrote better shit than this. Like, these niggas just shit some stuff out their ass and kept it moving. And
it does sound like that, doesn't it?
You about to say something real deep?
No, bro. I'm not. No, because
it does sound like that.
No, because you got
track four. No, you got second verse.
I mean, you got Future's album that came out,
and then Dirty Sprite too.
Yeah, then you got Drake's album that's coming out soon. So. That does sound like a cash grab. I wouldn't think of like that. They just happen to be making something. I mean, they're gonna make money anyway. But
cash grab.
The way you say it,
cash grab.
It does sound
cash
like that.
Grab.
Yeah,
it's a cash grab. It was just like we have two huge fucking brands.
And the problem is it succeeded.
Yeah, it succeeded immensely. And like, I'm not trying to say that there aren't some good bars on here. Drake goes in, takes more shots at Meek. Fucked up. And he baiting the shit out of Meek Mill right now. He is baiting Meek Mill because he want Meek Mill to come up. Like, it's not even about the next Drake record. The thing y'all need to understand is Drake got some other shit. Like he probably like fucked Meek Mill's baby mom and got a kid and then kept the whole thing secret and like he got some shit going on. Like, you there's know what I mean?
Hiding
he
waiting for Meek to come back.
Cause you know he's still like, I'm like quite sure. Like, it was a friendly beef until he said something about niggas pissing on him, and then T.I. gotta walk around saying, "Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that." And then Young Dro like, "Hey, I don't know nothing about that." Like, you know what I'm saying? So there's some shit going on, and he's just baiting the shit out of fucking waiting till that nigga bite. But anyway, at the end of the day, man, like, of course, and this is the thing I need y'all to understand. When you are the two biggest artists in hip-hop, it's not hard to find good production. It's not hard. It's not hard to come up with randomly good ideas and just throw out some shit. You know what I mean? This was not kind of like we really put a lot of time into this, and it's, you know, crafted with this level of whatever. You know, and then Drake is now the master at the longest fucking album names in American history. If you're reading this, it's already too late. What a time to be alive in Mary Poppins sneakers or some shit like that. It'll be like, you know what I'm saying? I really love peanut butter and jelly. Like, that's going to be the name of the next mixtape. You know what I mean? Hey, what the fuck? What a better time to be alive. Like, shut the fuck up. Some of us are broke as a bitch out here. No, this ain't the best time to be alive right now, okay? This ain't the best time. I'm sorry. I wasn't born Jewish. Do you know what I'm saying? I wasn't on the grassy. You know what I'm saying? I don't get to grab on to Nicki Minaj's butt cheeks. Like, you know, I don't get none of that, nigga. None of that. We struggling out here. So, no, this ain't the greatest time to be alive. But anyway, with that being said, we're going to go to some record. I don't know. Plastic Bag. There you go. And we're going to come back and rate this between 1 and 5 mics. Y'all keep it like Hip Hop Mixtape Reviews, VDPCRadio.com.
I know. Yeah. Get a plastic bag. Go ahead and pick up all the cash. Go ahead and pick up all the cash. You danced all night, girl, you deserve it. Get a plastic bag. Go ahead and pick up all the cash. Go ahead and pick up all the cash. You danced all night, girl, you deserve it. Oh yeah, Magic City on a Monday. Esco treat that shit like church on Sunday. Niggas look at us like maybe one day. Maybe one day, maybe one day. But for now, nigga got the ones with me. I be in the club with the fans like I got the keyboard and the drums with me. Maybe one day, maybe one day. You will understand.
Maybe one day, maybe one day. Shout out to Drake and the mumble style. So like, yo, lyrics between 1 and 5 mics. KO, let's go.
3.5.
Pill.
I'll give it a 3.
2.5. All right, let's go to the production between 1 and 5 mics. Pill.
I'll give it 2.5. All
right, KO.
3.5.
I'll give it a 3.5. Oh, I'll give it a 3. All right, the flow of the project, one song flows into the next in relation to the whole project. KO.
3.
Pill.
I'll give it a 3.
I'll give it a 3 as well. Let's talk about the artwork on the project and how it relates to the music. Diamonds on Diamonds. KO.
Did you see the artwork?
Yeah, I've seen it. I'll give it a 4.
Interesting.
Pill.
0.
Thank you. I don't know where he thinking. I don't know where it came from.
And don't, what it got to do with the artwork?
What has to do with anything? Like, it's just, it's not even any. There's no graphics. There's nothing that says Drake and Future. It doesn't say what a great time to be alive. It's just.
It was the same. Hey, it was the same way with Jay and Kanye's Watch the Throne. The cover sort of made sense. That cover sort of made. This cover makes sense too. I mean, why? For them, they at the top of their game.
So they should have named the album Diamonds.
Probably would have made more sense.
It made a lot more sense.
All right, let's talk about the overall project between 1 and 5 mics. KO. He's about to do it.
No,
he's
not.
Poison the jump.
No, I'm not. 3.5.
I'm sorry?
3.5.
I didn't say five.
But like I said, Jay-Z and Kanye, nobody saw that coming.
But that shit was way better though.
Yeah, but
that's 10 times better. Come on, KO. Between that album and this album.
Alright, Jay and Yeezy, they're more established.
Jay and Yeezy. What? Jay-Z and Yeezy have done a collab.
Jay and
Kanye.
Jeez.
He's about to say Jay and these nuts. Like, what? No.
Whoa. they're more established. Okay.
Word.
Drake and Future, they're technically not new anymore, but they're still there. Like I said,
they still have the power to make the same album that Jay-Z
and better quality.
But it's different.
Because they're not stuck in that same box of trying to keep hip hop tradition. Them niggas could have did whatever the fuck they wanted to do. For real.
That
would
have been so dope.
So I don't know. So this is their Watch the Throne, I guess.
It should have been there, Watch the Throne.
So yeah, I think they spend more time watching the throne than they did making an album. But anyway, what did you give the overall project?
3.5.
Pill?
I give it a 2.5.
I'm gonna stick with Pill. We'll give him a 2.5.
Could have been better.
2. I'm gonna give him a 2. Dang. I'm a 2.125. Let's just say for that amount of extra, that one last blunt they had to light to make the fucking dumb shit. Let's get that one a hit. You get an 1/8 of a point for that shit, my nigga. Like
1/8 of a point.
Yo, that's for the genius stupid idea that they had when they decided on this album cover. Yo, you know what, nigga? That was a great fucking idea. Diamonds on the cover. I'm gonna give you an 1/8 of a point on that one. Be excited. The same way I'm excited when I saw it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm baiting Drake into a beef right now. Yo, send them diss records over, G. For real. You gonna send 6 bottles to the who the fuck you gonna send 6 bottles to? Ain't nobody I'm beefing with. So anyway, is this hip hop?
No.
Fuck no. Alright, is this have any replay value?
no.
Let's
no.
be real.
No.
I'm not going to listen to this ever again. Yo, and I wanted to. And that's the crazy part. I pressed play to be like, change my life, you two fucking assholes.
Change,
yes, hey. Like, yo, I want to feel like I'm the hardest nigga on the planet. And I listened to the whole thing and I was just like,
the capitalizing on that stardom. That's all.
Yes, it's called a cash grab. Fuck you. That's why I got a streaming service, nigga. Suck these nuts. You get none of these dollars. Period. They even gave me a 60% off coupon in my Google Play store. I spent it on currency, you bitch. You're never going to get my money. Drake and whoever the fucking Fugee, you'll never get my money. It's going to stay in my pocket, you assholes. All right, I'm sorry. All right, we're going to sign off right now.
That is a threat.
You never get my money. You'll never get my money, you never. Niggas.
Never.
I don't care how many owls you throw on the CD. It's never going to happen.
Owls?
Owls, you know, for the OVO.
Oh,
that's their logo.
OVO. I know. OVO sound. Yeah.
OVO sound. All right. Yeah. October's very own.
Yeah. Okay. I know it is.
We out of here, man. Yeah, man. Yo, check it out. Drop a comment in the comment section at VUCRadio.com.
Peace.
Peace.